Okay, we are holding in Simen Dalid, Sif Yud Ches, continuing with the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. So the Mechaber says, Eilu Devarim Tzrichim Netila B'mayim. The following things require to wash with water. So why? So we'll give the Mishnah Berurah now. Lamed Ches, Tzrichim Netila L'Hasir Ruach Rahashur Al Yidei Zeh. These are other additional things, right? Sleeping overnight, they would cause a Ruach Ra to come onto a person. Al kain, therefore, yemahir li tol tekef. For these things, since it's not just washing your hands to make them clean, there's a ruach ra, so one should do so as soon as possible. V'ha netila tiyeh ad haperek, it should be up to the wrist. Al kolponim, but nevertheless, if you can't do that, ad sof kishri etzba osav, at least to where the knuckles are on your hand. Aval im lichlech yodo betit v'refet. But if a person just soils their hand with something that is dirty, the ein bo mishum ruach ron, there isn't this ruach ron, the hands is just, schmutz, ein sarach rak lekaneach malkam luchlach bilvad vidai le'inyin tefila. I'm sorry, I should pause after that. Vidai, that's enough. All you have to do is just call me the benaki, you just have to clean them off. Well, the inyan tefila, that's the next part, sorry. For davening, yavur lakam will be explained later on, simin tzadi beiz, ayin sham bibir halacha. And then the Mishnah Berurah said that this needs to be done with water, in lamites, af tefila v'chol shekein l'torah, dai achar, kol eile b'nikayim ba'alma. So for all of these things, in terms of davening and for learning, it's sufficient just to clean your hands, right? Then what are we continuing? It says, talking about a person who gets out of bed, and certainly for the other cases as well. As we've seen this already, that the only way to get the ruach ra is it has to be davka through water. Ayin the common siv kadam samach aleph. The ain tzorich shalosh pa'min ki'im bekam min hamita. You don't have to do this three times, except for unless when you're getting out of bed. V'yish machmirim, some are strict. V'holech bein hamesim u'meshamish mitoso de'be'inyin shgam kein shalosh pa'min. Some are machmir and say that one goes to a cemetery or after one had marital relations, they need to do three times. We say for heichel hakodesh machmir b'yotzim beis akise shalosh pa'min. The sefer heichel hakodesh is also machmir. Person comes out of beis akise, you have to wash your hands. Magen Avram simin va zayin sosudarv, but the Magen Avram is cholik on that. So what would be though, according to this, why would that help washing your hands if you're still in the actual Beis Akise? So they point out, well, you'd wash your hands and keep them wet is to actually walk out of the Beis Akise and then dry them then, because it wouldn't help to go into the Beis Akise, wash your hands, you're still in there with your hands, right? So that you'd keep them wet and then be completing it afterwards. Okay, then, continuing now, going weiter in the Mechaber, he says, Hakam me hamito, v'hayoyt me Beis Akise, me Beis Amerchat, v'hanoyt al tzipona, v'acholeitz min olav, right, all these extra cases where you would have to, in fact, wash. So if that's the person who got out of his bed, he goes to the bathroom, or he goes to this bathhouse, if he cut his fingernails, took off his shoes, touched his feet, he touches his head. Some add to this, even if he went to a cemetery. Umishinoga b'meis, a person who touched a dead body. Umi shemafli kelav, a person who is checking his clothing, right, for lice. Vaha mishamish mitos, a person had relations. Vaha nogea bekina, if a person would touch a louse. Vaha nogea begufo biyado, or he would touch part of his body that's normally cleaned. A person who did any one of these things and did not wash the hands they were supposed to, so it depends. Ouch. If he's a Talmud Chacham, then he's going to forget his learning. But if he's not, he will act in an irrational way. As the Mishnah is going to explain exactly what that's driving at. So let's pick it up now with Sif Katan Mem. Hayotze mi beis hakise, right? A person who comes out of a beis kise. Now again, in the olden times, question if our modern day, plumbing systems have the same status as a beis hakise, because there when the water's flushed, then the excrement is actually gone. But there it just sat in it collected. Hayotze mi beis hakise, person goes out of the bathroom. Afilo also tzorocha, you didn't use the bathroom, you just went in there, you needed a tissue, you needed a Kleenex, Q-tip, something like that. V'chei base America, so too goes into a bathhouse. Afil lo rochat shamin and wash himself there. U'mishum ruach ra sheshora be'elu hamakomos. The reason is because there is a ruach ra that that rests in these places. Mina olav, if a person touches his shoes, mishum nogeya beyadav be'es ha'chalitza, because you're actually touching your shoes as at the time that you take them off. There is a discussion, does this apply to all types of shoes? Maybe it's only leather shoes. Ava below noga behem. Let's say you took off your shoes and you didn't touch your shoe. You had, I don't know, slip-ons, sandals, or loafers, or something like that. If you would take off your shoes without touching them, ein tzarech netila. One would not need to wash their hands after that. Vacholeitz mina olav, v'nega baragla, v'choyfif rosho. Right, in all these cases of where a person takes off his shoes, or he's touching his feet or something like that, he's washing his head, right? Eino mishum ruach ra. All these things are not a din of ruach ra. Rak mishum nikiyus. It's just they got dirty. Al kein therefore ein tzarech lemahar lito yod of tekef. So again, as we saw at the beginning of today, that ruach ra you got to get off ASAP. But these can be just a question of dirt. Then you don't need to rush to do it. You need to do it. Mashe ein kein beinach mishum ruach ra. Right. For those things that you have a ruach ra, those need to be taken off ASAP. Kana b'sif katan lamed ches, as it was being mentioned. I did see an interesting discussion about socks. It's not brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah, but what would the din be? So I'm going to read you from the Shut Or Letzion, Chelik Beis Amud Chav Dalad. She'im noga b'garbayim toli. If you touch your socks, it depends. She'im noga b'chelik ha'garbayim shebetoch hanal. If you touch the part of your sock that goes into the shoe, shemotzi sham zeya. It's all sweaty. It's gross. Tzarech li'tol yodav. You'd have to wash the tefillos yadayim. Aval im noga b'chelik ha'garbayim hayotzi min hanal. You touch the part of the sock that goes like on your leg that's not inside of the shoe. Ein tzarech netilas yadayim. Okay, interesting horror he has there. Fine, now to Mem Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Bein HaMesim, Bebeis HaKavaros, means you went to a cemetery. V'kosam Ariel Simen Chav Gimel, Sheyesh Litol Kodem Sheyis Palil Al HaKavaros. One should wash their hands before they go to Davin at a cemetery. V'roich Etzin Shenios B'shuva Lechatzer Beis HaKavaros. Then you wash a second time as you're leaving the Beis HaKavaros. Sheruchos Ros Melavin V'choizrin, because the Ruach Ros are there in the cemetery. V'yesh Nogin Oz Lirchotz Gam Haponim. Some even wash their face then as well. Mem Gimel was talking about a mace. Afilu mi shenichnas etzel mace echad o shehalach lebaso nohagin benetila. So even if a person goes into a room where there was a dead body there, or they did they participated in a levaya, right? Nohagu lahakbid im yikanes adam levayis acher kodim shirchatz. Right, the person should not go into another house. The minhag is the person would wash outside. Minhag avaseinu torahi, and this is the minhag of our ancestors is Torah, quoting from the Ramah in Yoredeya Shin Ayin Vav, that one should wash before going into a house after attending a levaya. Mem Dalad Kalav, that really means his clothing. Afil lo noga bikina, even if he doesn't really find a louse there, shlomotza, right? But the fact that he's doing, he still would wash. Bikina mem hey, uve parosh, right? That's like a flea. Efshar didai b'nikayim ba'alma, right? So now can you just clean it off. Biyada b'mekomus matunfos, he's touching in places that are normally, you know, dirty. Sheyesh bahem milmule zeya. There's like a sweat particles, like, you know, things accumulate over there. Now we talk about the punishment. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he's going to forget it. But if he's not a Talmud Chacham, yotzi midaito. Mishnah Berurah says in Mem Zayin, Ein Beeli Rabba deroitz loymir nislabish bo ruach shtus. So a spirit of foolishness is going to enter in the person. I mean, in the Gemara in beginning of Sota says the person does a verus when a ruach just comes to them. Because of this, you come to do a verus. Kim Imram is quoted, "De'ein adam over avera ela imke nichnas bo ruach shtus." Right, that's the play on the word shtus and Sota. I'm sorry, Sota from the beginning of the Masechta over there. Next halacha is Yud Tes. Hamakis dam mehakis thaim lo. Vilo natal yadav mefachid shiva yomim. If a person would do bloodletting from shoulders and then wash his hands afterwards, so then he should be afraid for seven days after that. Hamagaleach v'lo nata yadav. If a person would get a haircut or shave and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, mefachid shlosha yom, he should be afraid for 3 days. Hanota tziporna v'lo nata yadav. He cut his nails and didn't wash his hands afterwards. Tzilas yadayim, should be afraid for 1 day. All right. Mefachid yom echad. The ani yodeya mima mefachid. He doesn't know what's causing him to be afraid. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Dam mehakis afayim. This is dam from his shoulders. The efshar aluka shikorin paivikes o bainikes. Right, these are types of like suction goblets. Gankin tzarich litol v'tov lahachmir. It's good to be strict on these things as well. Chaf harochitz pana v'lo nigvam. If you person who washes his face and doesn't dry them off, yof, I'm sorry, dry well, panav misbakos, o ole bohen shchin. So what's going to happen to him that he will like come split, or like these types of boils will be on this. So how does he heal himself? Refuah, so the way he can fix this, lirchot harbe b'me silka. He should wash himself a lot in me silka. It's like beets, right? Type of water from that. I'm not sure. I'll be, modern day medicine how this works, but that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, last halacha is Chaf Aleph. Tzarech li zahir b'tefila o ba'achila. Person has to be very careful with davening or while he's eating. I in the comments in Sadi Beis above, right? Simon Reish Kuf Samech Dalad Shlo Liga B'Shok Hayareach U'Mekoymos Hamechusim Bo'Adam. That person shouldn't touch their hip or their thigh or any parts which are normally covered. B'Shiyesham Milmule Zeya, because in these places there's a lot of particles of sweat over there. Milmule Zeya Pirush Zuhama Ge'Ein Sa'orim Kitanim. It's sounds like something like that's poisonous, actually, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this accumulation of sweat in these places. V'chein shelo lechakech b'rosho. A person shouldn't scratch their head. V'amakomus megulolim b'rosho. But the place in the head that are megulah, that are open, revealed, v'fana v'makomus megulah, and on the face, in places like that, shevazrosav ein lehakpid. Places on the arm, that's really from the elbow and down, then one doesn't have to be concerned with touching any of these places. Okay, Memtes Sif Katan Memtes is in the Mishnah Berurah. Tefila Hu Adin B'Shashu Oisik B'Torah. Also, when a person's learning, they say Rav Wolfson quoted in the Yeshiva of the Chafir, not the Chafetz Chaim, sorry, the Chazon Ish, that they were makpid not to have short sleeves. That the boys will learn with long sleeve shirts, that they shouldn't touch any parts of the body above the elbow, and causing them to have to wash the Tiyos Yadayim. Nun Simon Tzadi Beis Vav. The Nizbar Shams explain over there. Sheim Omi B'Tefila B'Nizkar Shenaga B'Makom Matunaf. If you're in the middle of davening and you remember while you're davening Shmona Esrei that you touch something, please daven Nikoin Offer Achich Yad B'Kosel. It's fine just to rub your hand in the dirt or up against the wall. The Ma Yaseh B'Emtzat Tefila. Because what choice do you have? You're in the middle of davening. Umihu, however, im omid adayin b'kriya shema b'psuket zimra. But if you're not holding by davni, you can get up. You're saying shema, you're in the middle of the psuket zimra. In that case, tzarech leilech litol yadav. One should go and wash their hands. Nun aleph, quoting Simon Kuf Samach Dal, the Sham Nisbar over there, it's explained. Shim av noga b'toch ha-se'uda. If you touched something in the middle of the se'uda, tzarech litol yadav sheni. So you need to wash your hands a second time. Kedin. Ach le'inyim birkas al netzilas yadayim. But to make a second bracha, no. Haskamas rov ha'achronim sholachzul levarech. You do not make a second bracha, even though you are washing. Ayin sham Mishnah Berurah. My friend Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook pointed out that lots of times at a chasana, you've washed your hands already, you know, for the challah roll, and then you're dancing the first set, and then you cut your hands are all sweaty. You dance, it was very labidic, the dancing. So one is required to go ahead and wash their hands a second time in the seuda. But again, as we're pointing out here, you don't make a second bracha, but one is required because the hands are sweaty at this point. Then they would have to wash a second time. Mil mulezea, these particles of sweat in nunbeis ein biyordea simin kufyud vav. One has to be, concerned about sweat. Because with all sweat, it's a poison, right? The sam hamavis, except for the sweat that comes from a person's face. The way to remember this is the pasuk in Bereishis. By the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. And then the Mechaber talked about touching the places on your face. You don't need to worry about that. Bifonav, v'chein b'tzavaro, so too on your neck, ad ha-choze. From that's until your chest, according from the Beis Yosef, the kosa machze shekel, the zed toilefi minhag. Right, hamakoymus. It depends on what people do in each place. Im haderech lios magula sham. Do they have an open shirt at that place or not? Is it normally exposed or not? And the last one for day, nun dalid shibizrosov. This is not to touch the parts on your arms. Says the Mishnah Berura ad haperek hanikra elain boigin. There, that means your elbow. Right? That's the part where you are fine to touch, but above that is problematic. If a person also goes around barefoot, if that's what everybody wears, maybe in Eretz Israel or something like that, where people normally don't wear socks or something like that, then okay, then the minhag is would not need to wash. This is one of those things that is totally on the minhag hamakom. Okay, Mirat Hashem will pick it up with Chav Beis, which will finish off the halachos of Netilas Yadayim. We'll finish that up in the next year.